with probably one of our shortest shows on record.
This will be a record.
This will be. Now, we're talking about basically a little under 5 minutes. So glad the Tigers got through it. Glad they got through on the winning side. And here we are basically getting you ready for the afternoon news coming up here in just a couple of minutes. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, and I'll tell you what, normally we're here from 3 to 5. In fact, tomorrow we'll be here from 3 to 5. Some great giveaways and different things like that. I do have enough time that I could tell you, you know what, we did have a video of the day. Even though we don't have much of a show today, there is a video of the day, and you can check it out, WKZO.com, the blog section. This one was kind of a cute one I found the other day, a dog reacting to a squirrel. He sounds more like a dolphin. To be honest, he's channeling his inner Flipper, if you will. So you got to check that out. That's posted at our Facebook site as well. I'll tell you what, tomorrow, one thing that I would like to spend a little time on, and you may have seen this, is the Terry Lindland ad.
I have not seen that one yet.
This is the one, and you really should check it out. It's one where she's responding to the war on women comments from her opponent. And I find I'm of two minds about the thing. I haven't quite figured out whether I absolutely think how ineffective or whether I think, wow, that's fantastic. I'm not really sure where I am. I'm going to have a little while to think about this, obviously. But we'll talk about that with you tomorrow because this was fascinating to me. I've seen it a few times now. My first reaction was laughter. My second reaction was, really? Is that it? And then my third reaction is, well, maybe, I don't know. So I got to think about this a little bit. I'm going to think about it for the rest of the day, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow on the program, so you can look forward to that. Also, we got some news about an intermediate step in the whole minimum wage thing. There's something coming up in Lansing that they're talking about. Well, okay, maybe this 10-10 thing is a little big, but what about this? So we'll chat a little bit about that tomorrow. One of the things that came out, and I'll just talk about it for a minute or two today, that I thought, how blatantly obvious can you get? A poll was done, and this is a poll conducted on behalf of State House Speaker Jace Bolger. In this poll, 66% of Michigan voters would like to see lower prices on their auto insurance. Duh.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to see lower prices?
Who wants to pay less for auto insurance? Me! Ooh! Ooh!
Yes, me too!
You got to wonder, though, about the 33% or 34% or whatever it is that said, no, I like it where it is, or no, I'd actually like higher prices on
maybe
my auto insurance.
Maybe those are the people who don't drive cars.
I don't know. Could be. But specifically, this has to do with eliminating a benefit on there. Michigan is apparently the only state that offers unlimited lifetime medical coverage for people that are badly injured in accidents. Insurance companies are saying that the unlimited coverage, that's just not sustainable. And Bolger is saying he'd like to repeal the coverage and cap benefits at $10 million. So, I can see the idea of unlimited lifetime medical coverage, but medical coverage ain't cheap these days.
No.
We know that. And we know that in spite of what we were promised with the Affordable Care Act, that they're just becoming more and more darn unaffordable. So to have that as part of your auto insurance, yeah, that would make things a little bit high, I think. But I still thought to myself, you needed a poll for this one to find out that people were like, yeah, I want lower prices on my auto insurance. Have you watched a Geico commercial lately?
Yeah.
You know, this is what they market to. And, okay, we understand that, 66%. Like he's basically saying the bid is in and we got to do this now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if it happens. It's going to do it for the very brief program today. But you know what? Tomorrow's Friday. Full show tomorrow. And we look forward to seeing you then. Have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.